Hello, this is DJ Mindwarp, and I'm with Icon of Coil on their Serenity is the Devil tour. So how's the tour been going so far?
It's been awesome. It's been really great. We've done like California now, and California was really great. We're really looking forward to do the East Coast now. So far it's been really great. I love the American scene. Even though we had this and these problems, but not with the audience though, but with technical problems, stuff like that. But the crowd has been really, really good. We love the American scene.
I'd like to welcome you to America, as I'm sure several others have done before you. So you've released your first full-length recently, Serenity is the Devil. Couple questions. First off, where'd you get your band name from?
It's really hard to say. I think it was just a name that popped up in the middle of everything. We didn't really mean something about it when at the first, and then we made the logo, and the logo was like kind of the name, if you know what I mean. It was like we didn't use Icon of Coil, like logo was kind of the name, and then we put the name to the logo. So it's really hard to say because it doesn't really matter where it comes from. It just popped up.
All right, I'd like to ask you, when you're writing your songs, what kind of influences do you draw from?
Everything, movies, music, daily life, dreams, ambitions, I mean, everything. Whatever can inspire us helps, you know? It's like everything that's going on around us helps us to create music. It gives us creativity. And that's basically it.
Any particular works or ideas that have influenced you more so than others?
You mean our stuff?
Anything that's influenced you to make anything in particular?
Of course. I don't mean anything in particular, but there's a lot of bands that's inspiring us. Like, everything we listen to inspire us in one way or another, even if we want or not. If we think it's good, we get inspiration from that. Not exactly try to do what they do, but inspire us to do new stuff.
Is there any kind of message that you try to put across in your work in particular?
No, it's more like collage of words. Like if you paint a painting, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't have to come and scream right to your face, you know? I think it's more important that you got a whole impression of everything, that you can sit back and get a feeling of it. It doesn't mean anything specific for the masses. It means a lot for us. It's not a message, it's just something to think about.
You've done a few remixes that I've seen. Any remixes that are coming out in the near future? Or?
Yeah, we're just finished with a Psyche remix called Sanctuary, and we are working on Lime Motel remix. We're doing a lot of stuff. I don't really have everything in my mind because there's so much going on right now.
We just did Echo Image remix too. We just did a remix for the Norwegian band called Echo Image, the synth pop thing.
Okay.
So we're doing a lot of stuff. So,
is there any artist you haven't worked with that you'd really like to work with?
Of course, there's a lot of them. I mean, what should I do to for example, try produce Nitzareb, for example. So, I mean,
a new record,
like make it back to the way it should be, the way it was, but anyways, like more spicy sound. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of the old bands that was really great. It used to be really great, and then kind of lost their fire now. It would be really cool to try to get it back on track, to produce it, of course. There's a lot of things we would do.
Sounds like a quite ambitious project there. I hope you can pull it off. Currently, you're touring the U.S. and Europe. Have you played anywhere else outside of the U.S. or Europe, such as maybe Japan or South America?
No, we haven't. Of course, we'll try to make it to Japan and stuff like that in the future, but right about now we have to concentrate on Europe and U.S. And of course, we're going to do Canada in the fall. And hopefully we can do some shows like Mexico, stuff like that. But so far, we just concentrate on what we got. So to make that 100%, to do that 100%.
In addition to the Canadian tour that you just mentioned, is there any other plans you have for the future that you're willing to discuss?
We're going to continue what we're doing and just... let's see what's happening, you know. We're just playing around with stuff in the studio and we come up with a lot of new ideas. A lot of new stuff is coming out. We just finished a new EP, the Seren EP, and it's going to be out in April, on the last of April. It's in the press as we speak. We're going to finish a new single from a new album in the fall. So we got a lot of things to concentrate on right now. So what I don't think we can think further than that just about now, because if we do, we won't be able to do what we should do.
When you're not in the studio or on tour, what else do you like to do?
Sleep, party, eat. I don't know. Like everybody else. I mean, we don't have that much time off. Beside the studio and sleeping and eating and party, so I don't know. I mean, the usual stuff like everybody else do: watch movies, get inspiration, travel. Even though we travel a lot with the music, I mean, we really like to find new inspiration and stuff like that.
What defines a good party for you?
A good party? So a lot of people. Yeah, of course. And there's a lot of them here. No, we like to party, hard, and we really like to get along with people and meet new people and have fun with them. Of course, that's the main recipe for a good party. I mean, a lot of people, have fun.
Cool. I noticed that during the sound check. I believe it's the song Situations sound slightly different than the album for, among other reasons, different vocals. Any other such surprises that you try to incorporate during your live show?
We'll see about that tonight.
Okay.
If I say that, it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
No. Let me rephrase the question then. When you do a live show, what do you try to put across to the audience that you can do so live, during a live performance, that you can on the CD?
I like to think of us like two different bands on CD and live. We try to put more energy and more stuff into the live show. It ain't enough just to play the same stuff as you do on the CD. You have to bring more to the live show. And we do a minimalistic sound, light show, so it's more up to us to fill out that empty void on the stage. So we try to do whatever we can to do a good live show. I mean, if we think it's good, we'll do it no matter what.
Anything else you'd like to add at this time?
Atlanta rocks. And U.S. rocks, California did rock, really. Yeah, seriously rock. We love U.S. and we're definitely going to come back after this tour. We're just going to have to finish our festival tour in Europe. And if anybody, are in Europe, try to see us at the shows. We're going to do a lot of festivals this summer, so if anybody wants to come to Europe, see us at the shows.
Excellent. All right, this is TJ Mindwarp with Icon of Coil. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. All right.
Hope you enjoy the show.
Thanks.